So last week they get those four runs. We go, y'all take early advantage and y'all get to work from ahead.
Well, I thought our guys pitched well. You know, Trevor had a decent start there, and I thought Sadberry was outstanding for us, and probably the longest he's been all year. You know, four and two thirds, and then Matt Thomas and Dudley do what they do. You know, I thought we pitched and played good defense. Gephardt had a bunch of plays over that chart, and didn't have the timely hits, but we got the W.
Y'all did get a couple timely big hits at least.
Well, we did early. We had some two out hits, and earlier in the game we did. You know, we had some other opportunities that we didn't cash in on, and you know, their kids did a good job on the mound also. You know, and they much better than they've been in the past, and they don't give you a lot of free runs like they used to. You know, because there was some 4-1 games in the past, but you tack on 8 to 10 walks and 3 or 4 errors, and it ends up a 10-run run. You know.
With what you wanted to see from the pitchers with flat play starting, safe to say you're pretty pleased in your old performances.
We're never pleased with our arms, and you know, you always want more arms to compete. Sac State's a good challenge for us. Everybody in our conference is a good challenge. I think anybody in our conference is capable of getting hot and winning it. I really think it's that even. And we're going to go with Stephan on Friday and Matt Town on Saturday, and either Gilly or Peterson or both of them on Sunday. So it's we hope we're ready. We've had a tough schedule, and we've got the road tough, and you know, we've been through some ups and downs, and hopefully we're ready to go.
Dudley takes sole possession of the save record. We talked a little bit about him the last time I was out here, but now that he's behind him, how nice is that going to have?
Well, I mean, he had a little electricity in his fastball tonight. I think he was feeling it, and Caleb's consistent every time he goes out there. And does he give up some hits? Yes. Does he give up a run every now and then? Yes. But he's a consistent guy for us, and that's a good feeling going into the last inning, having a guy like him. Or going into the 6th or 7th on a Sunday and having a guy that can finish.
You spoke about using Dudley for multiple innings before, and his efficiency in 7 pitches in 1 inning, yeah. and he had a strikeout, and that batter was like 4 pitches, so pretty much he just comes in, gets the job done, 5th save of the year. And you also spoke about bunting, how bunting has been a struggle for you guys. You had you tried to sacrifice twice, and one of them turned to a base hit. Yeah. So have you guys been practicing bunting?
Well, I mean, we practice bunting every day, and it's just, you know, it's starting to fall for us, and that's a good thing. Because, Kyle Armsberg is a good bunter. He laid a nice bunt down. Justin Gordy has the 2nd bunt hit, I think, in the last 3 games. And, it's good for them to get confidence in the bunt game, because that's huge, man. In a close ball game, you have to be able to lay the bunt down and, you know, make contact on a hit and run and get that runner in from 3rd with less than 2. And, you know, we did a couple of those tonight, but not everything.
You had a tough non-conference schedule, and now you're going into conference play. Do you think the toughness of your schedule, playing a lot of teams that made tournament appearances, do you think that toughened your guys up for conference play, getting them ready for Sac State?
I think it has, and that can be twofold. I mean, that can lose some confidence from facing such good arms that we face. And it's a matter of now seeing some guys that might not have as good a stuff as what we faced, which gives us a sense of confidence. So, you know, we're facing a good guy, Mendonco, on Friday night, and we got to be ready for him. He's one of the better pitchers in the conference, and we know that coming in. And, Jeb's going to get out there and do his thing.
What overall just threats does Sacramento State pose? Obviously, mentioned the pitching that they're throwing out there Friday.
Well, they have a new coach, and Reggie Christensen does a good job with them. He has a lot of good connections out in California with the JUCOs and all. And they're leading the WAC in defense right now. They play really good defense. And, their Friday night guy's good. They got 3 or 4 veteran hitters in their lineup that we've been seeing their names for years and years. You know, and we're going out there with 6 sophomore freshmen, 1 junior and 2 seniors. So, I mean, you know, we got a young club that we're sending out there. But that's the reason we played the schedule we played, to try to prepare them for some tough competition.
Kimball played 3rd base today. Will he see more action throughout the season at 3rd base?
Well, I want to give him a game over there. Is he polished over there? No. Is he comfortable over there? No. Am I comfortable with him over there? No. Bo Bayless will start Friday over there. But but, you know, Brashawn will be at DH. But it's a matter of having a guy that can play third if something happens to Bo.
Yeah.
Or if something happens to Gephardt or Hedges and Bo has to go to a middle infield position, Brashawn can play third. You know, with Terrazas being out, Ryan Jones being out, we're very limited on the infield. And I didn't want to go into the weekend without having Brashawn play a game over there, and he didn't have any balls hit to him, but I think just being out there and getting a feel for being out there helps, you know. And we'll continue to get him some ground balls there, some ground balls at first, fly balls in left, fly balls in right, DH. I mean, he's been came into us as a catcher, and you got to realize as a true freshman that's played five different positions, left, right, DH, first, third. So, I mean, you know, he's a valuable part of our club, and I wanted to give him a game over there just in case.
Yeah, the two catchers doing all right health-wise.
Yeah, both catchers are healthy, and Qualls was back to full go. We'll go with probably Qualls, Orangeburg, Qualls on the weekend, alternate those guys, and try to keep them both healthy. It's a long haul, and, you know, I like both of them equally back there. He's still out with his quad. Hopefully we'll have him this weekend, but that'll be a game-time decision.